I operate on the assumption that the radicals have been in charge way too long.
Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul thinks those so-called radicals have spent too much money and created too huge of a government bureaucracy. He is anti-war, anti-taxes, and opposes federal regulation of issues like seatbelts and illicit drugs. He promises to cut $1 trillion out of the U.S. budget in his first year as president.
In my proposal, my budget, I want to cut hundreds of billions of dollars from overseas. We have to quit this spending. We have to quit this being the policeman of the world. We don't need another war in Syria, another war in Iran.
Ron Paul grew up in America's heartland, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, when it was known as a steel-making town.
The privacy.
He solidified his political views during his years as an obstetrician, a military doctor, and now in Congress. His associates say his Midwest roots shine through. Carla Howell is the executive director of the Libertarian Party, which embraces many of Paul's philosophies.
The most extraordinary thing about Ron Paul is his integrity. The Ron Paul you see on stage or on camera is a Ron Paul you see in a group meeting of group activists or walking down the hall with him. He's the real deal. He's very genuine.
We're rooting for you.
This is Congressman Paul's third run for the presidency. He expresses the same views as when he first ran in 1988 as the Libertarian Party candidate.
I have something different to offer. I emphasize civil liberties.
Analysts wonder if he will switch and run again on the Libertarian ticket if he doesn't do well in the early primaries. That could split the Republican vote in the general election. Political historian Alan Lichtman.
Ron Paul is going to be a factor in this election. He's not going to win any primaries. He's not going to get nominated, but he's going to be there.
Others, like political scientist John Fortier, think Paul could win a caucus or primary because of his fervent supporter base.
It's small, but it's intense, and that following will give money to him in large amounts and will follow him to straw polls and meetings and conventions.
Very sincere and true believers, and they're going to be there, and they're not going to be sent away because the wind is blowing.
The top three Republican candidates, Paul included, are taking turns surging ahead in public polls. Their first real test of electability comes on January 3rd for the Iowa caucuses. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.